Talking with Trent Turney, head football coach at East Mills. His team is getting set for a big matchup with Woodbine this week. And coach, first, let's go back to last Friday night. A nice win for you guys over Sydney on homecoming. Just what were your overall takeaways from the victory last week?
Well, I just thought we were really physical. That's what we kind of focused on last 2 weeks. Luckily we had a bye last week, so we had kind of 2 weeks to prepare for that game, just to get every play down, all of our formations down, get coached up well. But like I said, we ran the ball 40 times, which we haven't done since, I think, 2016 as East Mills football team. So we were pretty happy with the outcome. Letting Yuri and Cooper run the ball and just kind of, pound it down. So, yeah.
Well, you mentioned that running game, and one wrinkle that you added to that was Cooper Hagan carrying the ball, which he hadn't really done all season. Can you talk about what he brings to your rushing attack and maybe the decision to move some personnel around to get him some touches?
Yeah, well, he's been our center the last couple of years and started him off at center again this year and then kind of moved him to tight end. And then we kind of this last week decided to move him to fullback. And so he just brings a lot of versatility, being 6'4", just shy at 200 pounds. He's a tough guy, basketball player, so he just likes being involved in the game. And, he kind of combines with Yuri pretty well, kind of a 1-2 punch. But then, we could throw a Mason Cannon in there for a couple of passing plays if we need to. So I think it gives us a little bit more versatility. Our line's still pretty good, pretty decent for what we have, and that was just kind of a decision we kind of made as a staff, put Cooper in there and give him some touches.
Yeah. Well, now through, we're basically halfway through the season, you guys really only have 3 games left on the schedule. What are some areas that you want to continue to improve on with this team? Where are some spots you guys think that you can make some strides still?
I still think we can do better on our offensive line, defensive line, still getting, some pressure on the quarterback. Opposing quarterbacks. What I do like with our offensive line so far is we really haven't gave up any big sacks or, big losses for our offensive plays. So just keep doing well in the trenches. Kicking games kind of coming along with Yuri and Curtis. You kind of have a little position with 2 guys right now, Curtis Jackson, Yuri Bradigan being, kickoff and PAT and kickers. So those 2 kind of battling out. But just keep being strong on defense. You got to improve our coverage a little bit on passing. And, this week with Levine, they'll hit you pretty good with the passes. So we're going to have to really stop them from passing. And hopefully they can, just make them run the ball. We feel like maybe we have a chance of them running the ball more, if they don't pass. So, they got size up front and the wide receivers and tight ends. They got size everywhere. So, we're just going to have to combat that and just be perfect next couple of weeks. Because really, we win one of these games, we could be a playoff team. So we're really hoping we can do those things, because I think we are a playoff team, but we got to, execute on the field and execute the game plan too.
You mentioned Woodbine, and they come in as kind of an offensive juggernaut this season, averaging 67 points a game. And you mentioned their size. Landon Bloom on the outside is 6'4", 205 pounds. What do you do to try to force them to be a little more one-dimensional? What can you guys do to try to slow this offense down?
Well, hopefully get the quarterback, quick. That's a lot easier said than done, because they got great size on the line, physical on the line. We're just going to have to probably, stop them, press them, and double team if we have to. They did a great job offensively, defensively, just being consistent. They hit hard, they tackle well. So we're just going to play perfect, have to play perfect ball. Luckily we're healthy right now, so we don't have any injuries. So, we're just going to try and use our best players, match up against their best players, and see what we can do. They're probably one of the favorites to go pretty far in football this year. So we're just going to, try to keep Landon Bloom and those great players they have in front of us on defense, and try to not give up those big plays. So
looking forward to this one on Friday, East Mills and Woodbine. Trent Turney, head football coach at East Mills. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck to you and your guys on Friday.
Yeah, thank you, sir.